Every Monday around this time, we feature a Michigan company, our Made in Michigan Mondays, and this is so cool to see sort of a return to normalcy up north, and that is Schepler's Ferry Service starting their season this past Friday, their 75th year of transporting people to Mackinac Island. Chris Schepler is on the line with us right now. Chris, good morning, and congratulations on 75 years.
Well, thank you very much. It seems like it was just yesterday.
I bet it does. Tell us how everything went on Friday.
Everything went great. And I was very surprised at the number of people that were going to the island. And, you know, it was funny that we started to talk to some of these folks because we carried an enormous amount of bikes to Mackinac Island for the amount of people that we took to the island. So we started asking the guests, and they're like, we just want to go to the island. We just want to go ride bikes. We just want to do something different. And I think that was the theme for the weekend as well.
I think that's going to be the theme for the summer because I realize not everything is open on Mackinac Island yet. So, you know, they weren't going to necessarily stay for the weekend or buy fudge. They just wanted to go for a bike ride. They wanted to go somewhere different.
Right. And we were, you know, making sure our guests knew that there wasn't a lot open. There was a couple of bars, a couple of restaurants. The state park is not open as of yet, but that will be a slow uptick here in the next 2 weeks, with our grand opening, the big opening of Mackinac Island scheduled for the 19th to coincide with the first day of summer. So I was surprised at the crowds. I was surprised at the number of people that were going to the island. We had a pretty gorgeous weekend, a great Friday, a little rain on Saturday, and yesterday was fairly nice as well.
What are you doing differently in this global pandemic other than, you know, obviously a later start this year? But what kind of things are you having to do health and safety-wise?
Well, first and foremost, that's been our focus since you know, we started gearing up to open, and the safety of our guests as well as our cast members is the utmost important for us right now. And you'll see a lot of things different. Signage is different. We've added signage asking our guests to wear masks while on board. We also sanitize every one-way departure. So when we get to Mackinac Island, we sanitize the vessel. When we get back to Mackinac City, we sanitize the vessel. It adds time, but it's, you know, it's one of those things, those necessary things that we have to do. You'll see hand sanitizers everywhere. You'll see no touch ticketing. So those are some of the things that we're doing a little differently. Our departure schedule is a little different for this time of the year. We're only running 6 departures to the island right now, both out of St. Ignace and Mackinac City. We feel that will ramp up and as we get busier, those departures will grow. And we're also, you know, respectful of the social distancing or the physical distancing while on board. We're not loading the boats up to full capacity. And we're unloading the boats in a way that it allows for spacing when they get off the boat, walk up the dock, and get to Main Street. So we're unloading the boat in sections, if you will. And that has been very helpful too for that distancing aspect.
It has really been interesting to see how businesses have had to change and alter what they do in the name of public safety. You guys have sounds like you've thought of everything.
Well, we have, and I tell you, this is a moving target. This is not, you know, our FAQ sheet, our protocols with safety, all because they're written and put on our website. That doesn't mean that they're going to, those are the exact way we're going to do things from here on out. We've already made a change. We invested a couple $1,000s in backpack hydro sprayers for our disinfectant. And we found that those work better in the outdoor areas, such as our tram stops and where you queue up to get on the boat. But in the vessel, it doesn't because it's a little wet when we spray. So now we've gone to a fogger, and the fogger seems to work a little better. It's a little finer spray. It's easier to wipe down before we board. So, you know, this thing is changing every day. In our staff meetings every week, we come up with a different way to do things. And our cast is pretty pretty smart when it comes to finding out the best mousetrap, and those are still being built as we speak.
Yeah, got to be flexible. By the way, this year, your 75th year at Schepler's Ferry Service, you added a new boat to the fleet, didn't you?
Yeah, we did, and that's kind of, you know, which really disappoints me is that we've kind of put that off to the side, but because we've got so many other things going on with just getting started and our protocols and everything of that sort and hiring and. But yeah, the new boat is completely fit. I shouldn't say it's completely finished. We're still detailing it, meaning we're painting it, putting the seats in, and doing all those necessary fine tuning things that need to be done before we haul passengers. And we hope to launch that here in the next 3 weeks, and then get it to Mackinac, where we will certify it with the U.S. Coast Guard. And once that process is finished, we'll be hauling passengers with it. And we can't wait for the William Richard to hit the water and get up here and help celebrate our 75th.
The William Richard, tell us about the name.
Yeah, it's named after my father. He was, our president for so many years. I'm talking like he's not here anymore, but he is. He's still alive, and he still comes to work almost every day and still tells us that we're doing things right or wrong. And he's still got his finger on the pulse, and he's now become our CEO. And we named our last boat in 2015 after my grandmother, Miss Margie, and the boat before that was named after my grandfather, Cap Schepler. So we thought it'd be fitting to name this William Richard after my father, and it's especially sweet that he's still alive and will be able to be a part of the christening of his vessel and his namesake.
That is absolutely fantastic. What's the secret to your success as you look back on 75 years of shuttling people back and forth to Mackinac Island?
You know, I think the key to our success is the being deathly scared of failure, to be honest with you. And I think that is one. And number two is we've got such a great staff, and our leadership team is so vested in what we do and how we do things. And actually they're the ones that have really built this model, if you will. And we ask them before we do anything to make sure that we get their buy-in, number one, and they're the ones that can build the mousetrap because they're on the front lines watching it every day. So I think our involvement with our leadership team is very key to that as well.
Now, you guys do a fantastic job. I'm really looking forward to taking a ride to Mackinac Island. I hope sometime later this summer, perhaps on the William Richard. Chris, always a pleasure. Really appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you so much. Have a great summer. Be safe, and we hope to see you up here soon.
All right. Look forward to it. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.